It's interesting time in the PSL where
they're not consistent at all.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Another weekend, another twist in the DStv Premiership tale. We had an action-packed round of league fixtures. Black Leopards kept their slender survival hopes alive with a 2-1 win over TTM, who still have two games in hand on both Leopards and Chipper United, with the latter also grabbing a 1-0 win over Stellenbosch. SuperSport United's winless run continued with a 1-1 draw at home to Baroka. Matatanza have not won since Feb 13th. But in the matches of the weekend, we saw AmaZulu temporarily take top spot on the table with a 1-0 win over Golden Arrows. After that match, we asked if Sundowns fans should be a little bit nervous with AmaZulu gaining on them as the title race heats up. In another game, we saw Kaizer Chiefs away at Bloom Celtic finish with a 2-2 draw. We spoke about them on the car wash, saying that they've been consistently inconsistent with a win over Sundowns, a loss, and now a draw this week. So their hopes of a top eight finish lie in the balance as TS Galaxy actually managed to grab a 1-0 win over Cape Town City to take eighth place. And in our match of the weekend, we had Orlando Pirates hosting Mamelodi Sundowns, falling to a 3-0 defeat as Sundowns reclaimed top spot from AmaZulu. And after that match, we asked you all if Orlando Pirates will finish in the top three this season after that loss. As usual, you guys sent your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slew, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. AmaZulu stormed to the top of the table temporarily with a 1-0 victory over Golden Arrows in the KZN Derby, with Luvuyo Memela grabbing the goal for AmaZulu. After that match, we asked if Mamelodi Sundowns fans should be a little bit nervous with AmaZulu gaining on them, particularly since they had taken top spot temporarily. Here's what the fans had to say.
Sundowns will be at second position and AmaZulu will take this league. Mark my word.
Elsewhere, we saw Bloom Celtic host Kaizer Chiefs with a 2-2 draw being the result there, meaning that Chiefs have gone through the week with a victory, a loss, and now a draw. This one was particularly disappointing for Amakosi because they held a 2-0 lead and let it slip over the course of the match, with Sepana Letswalo grabbing a penalty to equalize for Bloom Celtic. After the match, we asked you all if Kaizer Chiefs will still finish in the top eight this season, which has to be their goal after a disappointing campaign. Here's what you guys all had to say.
Kaizer Chiefs still make it to top eight, the way I see it.
The problem, Pano Kaizer Chiefs, I could be players, I could coach, just because of where wins I selections. Players born as in players, but out of forms. Everyone says it is wrong, but it's out of forms. Like for example, Samir, Umanyama, Upaka, and they are developed by Etayo Kaizer Chiefs, but Madlala Zonga game. So Ngabu Ababula like game Kaizer Chiefs. Kuzo Zonga games the Kaizer Chiefs with Manyama and Parker. We have two men down. So your opponent in a lot of space, but my easy upper good. Upaka, like for example, Uplom, we like defensive midfield, but Uplom can attacker. We are attacker and Lule Upaka. A pin the Abu, I'll defend the Lapola, still Salula Park. Parker, a co goals, a co assist, one a pole, a free kick, a corner kicks, as if he came on in the case of shifts, the Pelela with songs is their opponent. And there's the Lendo Serasu Gavin Hand, I bona Gaba band. Case of shifts, be no gainer, quit top eight, if Gavin Hand against a selection right, you call a selection a promise. When he introduced Siwe Balin, like the likes of Uzuma, Opakasi, Omashiana, Ongobo, Oplom, Aka Abba Fago with me one, like starting line up, Bebongi Ababanda Bayan, Shonga because I shifted Susan Arasina, Aga Amingo Park, Opaka Batala, Obatini, and then the other and the Bona and the Azlenzela, kuthiwa mose selection ibona eDreamini noba ke eDreamini bayaphefoma karati but ebaleni abayenzi la nto bayenza eDreamini esesenziwa ngaba bani iteam yeKaizer Chiefs enoswinisa yilena ayibeka kwibench uGavin Hunt.
It's interesting time in the PSL where teams fighting for relegation, top 8 and the top finish, but for now as for Chiefs, I don't think they will get it easy to get into top 8. They can fight it, but it's about players now. I don't think the coach can do anything. Now it's about the players showing their commitment to the team, that they can do it for the team.
Kaizer Chiefs is not playing well at all, but Kaizer Chiefs will make it on top 8. Definitely sure Kaizer Chiefs will make it in top 8.
Yeah, man, Kaizer Chiefs, it's going to be difficult for Kaizer Chiefs to be in the top 8. And it's only, you know, for them to work hard to be in the top 8. It's only dedication from the players if they want to be in the top 8. Remember, there is Baroka who are also fighting to be in the top 8. There is also Bloemfontein Celtic who is also fighting to be in the top 8. So Kaizer Chiefs, they're not consistent. I might say that they only beat Sundowns, they get excited. The next game they are losing, the other game they're playing a draw. So all they need to do is to pull up their socks and work hard, because their supporters at home, of definitely they are crying there because they don't want to see their team, you know, out of top 8. So for me, all I can say overall is that Kaizer Chiefs, if they want to if they want to be in the top 8, they need to work hard. It's not easy to predict, but I can just give them that they can be in the top 8 if they work hard.
And lastly, in the match of the weekend, we saw Mamelodi Sundowns travel to Orlando Stadium to face Pirates. They grabbed a 3-0 win, an emphatic victory for them to reclaim top spot on the DStv Premiership table from AmaZulu. And they still have two games in hand. It was the usual suspects like Peter Shalulile and a Lyle Lekay free kick that blasted them through to victory. After the match, we asked if Orlando Pirates can still finish in the top 3 this season with both AmaZulu and Golden Arrows in form and remaining in the top 3 currently. Here's what you guys all had to say.
Orlando Pirates, man, did anything can happen. I'm not sure Pirates about that Wednesday, Landon.
Orlando Pirates, I don't see them chasing top 3 because there is Golden Arrows. There is also AmaZulu and Moroka Swallows, Superstar Port, who are chasing to be in the top 3. So, and they are very consistent, especially Golden Arrows. They're very consistent, I may say. As for Orlando Pirates, I don't see them being in the top 3. They're not consistent at all. They are on and off as well. Their performance, it's not convincing that they want to be in the top 3. So, all I can say, good luck to the Soweto team. And Kaizer Chiefs, I want them to be in the top 8 because I want to play them.
And for my Toronto Pirates as well, they seem like Chiefs. They are inconsistent. So we'll see if they can finish in the top 3, but it's going to be tough. Every point now is crucial for any team. So we'll see.
Pirates, I'm doubting they'll make it at top 4, not number 3. They will be at number 4.
Orlando Pirates can't make it in top 3. It's going to end up on top 4, top 5. That is my views.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segalen. Brought to you by Sokola Dean.